Some time ago, I was on retreat, seated opposite a much more seasoned Jesuit who was my spiritual director. And it was a time in my life of some inner turmoil, actually. All I could see was my own weakness and vulnerability, including limitations that I felt in how I was living up, or not, to the vows that I had professed not long beforehand as a Jesuit. Was I truly loving in the way I think God asked and asks me to love? Now, all this turmoil came with me on retreat in my little suitcase, and I was discouraged. Discouragement is difficult spiritual terrain, because when we're there, it's easy to think that the way we view ourselves is the way God sees us. Easy to believe that because we struggle to accept, let alone love, certain things about ourselves, that somehow God has the same hang-ups. We remake God in our image and likeness, right down to the conditional love that we show ourselves and others. After listening to me go on for a little while, spinning my wheels deeper and deeper into the mire, my director closed his eyes, held up his hand, and said, "Tim, stop it. Whatever the tape is that's playing in your head, Jesus doesn't talk like that. That's not the way he sounds. My sheep hear my voice." That's what Jesus said in the brief but mighty gospel we hear this fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday. And the passage invites us to hear the voice of Jesus, to hear how he talks to us, to hear how he talks about us. Here's what he said: "I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. No one can take them out of the Father's hand." That is how Jesus talks. That is the way he sounds. That was the point my director was trying to make. And what distinguishes him as the good shepherd from all the rest is the way he cares for the sheep. It's about a love that is total and tender, that is given without hesitation or condition, and always without regret. We all have people in our lives, I hope, who have taught us what the voice of Jesus sounds like. And I hope in your minds right now you're seeing that person or those people. For me, no one in our era knew that voice better than Jean Vanier, who died last Tuesday at the age of 91. As many of you know, Vanier was the founder of L'Arche, a network of homes where men and women with intellectual and physical disabilities live together in community with those who do not. L'Arche began in Vanier's home in 1963, not that long ago. And since then, it has grown to 154 communities in 38 countries, including four houses in metropolitan Washington. Vanier's reflections on relationship and on love, drawn from his life at L'Arche, are without question among the most profound spiritual Christian writings of our time. Again, what he knew was the voice, the love of the Good Shepherd. And he knew that it is a love that touches not only the places in our lives where we feel whole, strong, or in control. The message of L'Arche, the message of the gospel, is that we are wanted as we really are. Not as we might wish we are or were, not as others might wish we were, as we are. And that means that the love of God honors not only what is strong in us, but what is weakest. And this includes some things we'd rather not talk about, let alone think about. Our limitations and our brokenness, the times we have been wounded in loving, or have inflicted wounds on others, the parts of ourselves, of our past, that we think are least honorable, wanted as we are, really. That's what the voice of Jesus sounds like. That's what the love of God looks like. And although we crave that kind of love, we also struggle to accept it for ourselves, and we struggle to give it to other people. There's a gap between the unconditional love of God and our conditional ways of loving. Often enough, we see this in our relationships with those who are closest to us. In addition to Good Shepherd Sunday, this is, of course, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. If the gospel turns our attention to God's love, this holiday turns our attention to the love we share in our families. And many emotions, I know, can surround this day. Warmth and gratitude, yes, for nurturing figures in our lives, those biologically related to us, but others as well. And there can also be anger and regret about relationships that are strained, pain at mutual misunderstanding between parents and children, grief over the loss of those we have loved, even and perhaps especially if that relationship was not always easy. If we are invited to hear the voice of Jesus this Sunday, it is because we are called to make the love of the Good Shepherd our own. That takes a lifetime and probably a little more. And we always have a choice whether to engage that process or not. Late in his life, Jean Vanier reflected on how he would answer Jesus' question in the gospel, "Who do you say that I am?" In light of his answer, in light of the gospel of this week, it feels appropriate to give him the last word. He said he would tell Jesus this, "You are the most vulnerable of people. My experience is how very vulnerable God is. God is so respectful of our freedom, and if, as the epistle of John says, God is love, well, anyone who has loved in their life knows that they must become vulnerable. If God is love, that means God is terribly vulnerable. Think of that beautiful text in the book of Revelation. I stand at the door and knock. If somebody hears my voice and opens the door, then I'll enter and I will dine with that person close to me and I to that person." Vanier concludes saying, God knocking at the door, not kicking the door down, but waiting. Waiting and asking, will you open? Do you hear my voice?